KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have light rain, and it's currently 43 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. We picked up nearly 3/10 of an inch of rainfall over the past 24 hours at 28/100 of an inch here in Atlantic. Messina reports 45/100 of an inch. In the news, a collision in Adams County Thursday morning claimed the life of a teenager from Union County. The Iowa State Patrol said 15-year-old Christian Silva of Creston died when the pickup he was driving hit the side of a semi. After Silva failed to stop at the intersection of Vanilla Avenue and 200th Street, about 5 miles east of Prescott, that crash happened around 7:40 a.m. Officials said Silva was traveling southbound when his pickup truck collided with the semi that was driven by 37-year-old John Paxson of Mount Air. Following the collision, the semi entered the south ditch while the pickup went through the intersection and rolled over onto its top into the east ditch. Silva, a sophomore at Southwest Valley School District in Corning, was wearing his seatbelt but died at the scene. Paxson was treated at the scene and released. Southwest Valley Superintendent Willie Stone said yesterday the students had been informed of the accident and arrangements were made for several grief counselors to be available at the school. All of the school-sponsored events that have been scheduled for Thursday evening were postponed. Police in Red Oak report the arrest Thursday evening of 23-year-old Michael Eugene Sickles. The Red Oak man was taken into custody on a warrant for trespassing at around 5:45 p.m. Following his arrest in the 100 block of West Coolbaugh Street, Sickles was brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and later released on $300 bond. A man wanted for failing to comply with the state of Iowa's sex offender registry was recently arrested again in Montgomery County. Authorities say it was the third time in the last 14 months and the sixth time since September of 2007. That 52-year-old Jack Ray Steinspring of Red Oak had failed to register since he was required to do so. Steinspring was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond. Authorities in Southwest Iowa are warning residents to be cautious about phone calls and visits from persons offering home repairs following the recent storms and heavy rain. The caller or person who comes knocking at your door may claim they represent the insurance company that handles your homeowner's insurance. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office says if you do not know the caller and or question their reputation, you're asked to ask for your claim number and then call your insurance agent directly to verify the legitimacy of the call or the visit. Residents are also cautioned to be careful. If you're asked to sign a contract to complete the work and the contractor will file with your insurance company, insurance companies provide their own insurance adjusters to handle an estimate and will provide you with a copy. Fraudulent operators will often ask for money in advance and then fail to perform as promised. You're also asked to report any fraudulent activity to your local law enforcement agency. Police in Clarinda arrested two people on drug charges Wednesday. Chief Keith Brothers said yesterday that around 9:30 p.m. Wednesday, officers arrested 26-year-old Elizabeth Marie Marriott of Tarkio, Missouri, and 39-year-old J. Dean Miles of Clarinda for possession of a drug believed to be methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia. Miles was also wanted in an outstanding warrant from Pottawatomie County for contempt of court. Marriott and Miles were both arrested following a traffic stop at 16th and Logan Streets in Clarinda. They were taken into custody without incident and booked into the Page County Jail and held on bond pending initial appearances before the Page County Magistrate. The matter has been referred to the Page County Attorney for review and determination of formal charges. Two people were arrested on separate charges Wednesday in Mills County. The Sheriff's Office said Thursday, 38-year-old Patrick Lee Amburn of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Pottawatomie County Jail on a warrant for a probation violation. He was taken into custody at around 10:30 a.m. and held on $20,000 bond. And 49-year-old Adam Dwayne Wright of Pisgah was arrested at the Mills County Sheriff's Office in Glenwood Wednesday evening on a warrant for a probation violation. His bond was set at $10,000. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, Eldon Hugh Ranney, age 87, of Cambridge, Minnesota, and formerly of Walnut, died Saturday in Minnesota. A celebration of life service for Eldon Ranney will be today at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Nelson Boylan, the Rett Funeral Chapel in Red Oak, has the arrangements. Patricia Steenson, age 100, of Guthrie Center, died Monday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. A funeral mass for Patricia Steenson will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center, with the Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center in charge of arrangements. Louise Miller, age 94, of Guthrie Center, died September 5th at the New Homestead. Services for Louise Miller will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Presbyterian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. June Anderson, age 58, of Waverly and formerly of Atlantic, died July the 21st. A gathering of family and friends at a potluck dinner in memory of June Anderson will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Cumberland Fire Department. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Betty Gandy, age 87, of Panora, died Tuesday at the Raleigh Memorial Masonic Home in Perry. Funeral services for Betty Gandy will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Jane M. Green, age 67, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Shelby, died Tuesday. A memorial service for Jane Green will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Shelby United Methodist Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Annette Perkins, age 95, of Audubon, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Annette Perkins will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Ebenezer Lutheran Church west of Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. And Elsie Bernice Sheeter, age 93, of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Elsie Sheeter will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Guthrie Center Christian Church. Twig Funeral Home of Panora is in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.